Today, I begin a new message series which will last throughout the Easter season. And the overarching theme is that of joy. So let me just read to you what the basic questions are for this theme. Do we have the joy, delight, jubilation, triumph, happiness, glee, exhilaration, ebullience, exuberance, euphoria, elation, bliss, ecstasy, felicity, enjoyment, pleasure, and thrill of Easter? In other words, does the resurrection matter? So the theme is going to be joy. And the question is, do we have joy? Do we have the joy of our faith? Do we really believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and through his death and resurrection destroyed the power of sin and death and reopened the gates of paradise? A Jesuit by the name of Chardin said that joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. And in today's preface, you're going to hear, and the preface is about us. So you can ask yourself, is that me? But the preface goes like this. It says, therefore, overcome with paschal joy. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy. Anyone overcome with paschal joy? Beam me up, Scotty. There's no joy down here. But that's what the prayer says. The prayer says we are supposed to be overcome with Easter joy. So that's the prayer. That's where we're supposed to be. And if we're not there, the question is why? What's going on? Joy is one of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Holy Spirit indicate that we are doing what we're supposed to do as disciples, that we are in relationship with God, we know what we're supposed to be doing, and we're showing all those things. The first fruit, of course, is love. And love obviously should be part of our lives. But joy is a powerhouse. It's a nuclear power plant. It's really the foundation which is supposed to impel us forward, to push us out, because we can't contain it. That's why we get overcome with it. We can't contain the joy. And so not only are we joyful now in praising the Lord, remembering his gifts for us, and the fact that we get those gifts right here in the Mass, but we want to go out and shout it to the world. We want to say, hey, you want to know the answer to everything? It's Jesus Christ. And if people see that joy in us, do you think they're going to be repelled or they're going to say, wow, what's that person all about? And we know we'd rather be with a joyful person than a person who's always kind of down in the dumps, always critical. Well, I'm not going to be happy till this happens. Well, that's not Easter joy. That's not Christian joy. Christian joy is no matter what the situation is, we know that the Messiah has come. He has redeemed us. We have power beyond belief to go forth and make disciples of all people. So joy goes with Easter. It goes with discipleship. It's not just for Easter. You know, we have beautiful flowers. We have these candles. What a beautiful sight. But only human beings can be joyful. Only human beings can be truly joyful because it has to be an act of faith, an acknowledgement that what is true, and I'm so grateful for it. I'm so on fire with it. I'm joyful. I want to go out and share it with other people. And I think if you go to an evangelical church and you're a stranger, they'll be all over you with joy. And it's not pretend joy. It's real joy. They're really delighted that you have come to their church. And they're going to guide you and show you what's going on and introduce you to people because they're joyful. They got the joy of the Spirit. Coming into a Catholic church, maybe a little bit of that. But again, Easter gives us that joy. And the Holy Spirit wants us to have that fruit of our discipleship. But do we ask for it? Do we act on it? Do we discipline ourselves to be joyful? Do we practice joy? Do we practice joy? Just like we practice anything else to get good at it, do we practice being joyful Christians? And what would that look like in our lives? Maybe, I don't want to push you, maybe a little smile? When you go by people and say, good morning, God bless you. Or even, and this should be easy for the season of Easter, to say to people, hi, how are you? Happy Easter. Because our joy is, it's not a feeling, it really is our relationship with Jesus Christ, or you can say it is a being. We say Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. We say God is love. We can say God is hope. God is faith. God is joy. So if we Christians, especially us here in this church right now, really believe what the church tells us about the resurrection, about what good disciples are like, about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and that joy should be there in our lives, then where is that joy? In other words, does the resurrection really mean anything? Or it's one Sunday in the year where we dress up and go to church and we look at these beautiful flowers. But Easter is every day because God is every day with us. He's always showering his gifts upon us. And we have an obligation as Christians to be joyful. It's a duty. It's a responsibility. It's not something we can pass up if we dare to call ourselves disciples, because the world needs the power of that joy. Again, it's a powerhouse, it's energy. There's no end to it because it's coming from the Holy Spirit. And we need to infuse the world with this joyful conviction that God loved us so much that he became a human being. He suffered the most excruciating death you can imagine, and he rose from the dead. And so we have Peter in today's Acts of the Apostles. This guy underwent a conversion, right? If you remember, he ran away from Jesus. He denied Jesus. And now he's stepping out in front of everyone, and he's preaching Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And he doesn't care if he's going to be persecuted or tortured or killed for it, because somehow there is a real heart change in Peter. But it's a heart change that we can go through too, again and again and again, because of the presence of God in our lives. But getting back to the joy, I'd say one thing, and again, we'll be talking about joy each week, and we'll be looking at how joy really formed the early church. I mean, these people didn't come together because they were joyless people or because, well, we're obliged because Jesus did this for us. No, they wanted to come together in prayer. They wanted to sing holy hymns to the Lord. They wanted to sell their property and give it to those in need. So there's some joy there that's generating it. So we're going to keep on looking at joy. But again, ask the Holy Spirit for that joy, or at least the prompting of the joy, because he'll give it to you. You know, you may be walking along and suddenly think, oh, joy. Yeah, I want it. And then you'll see someone and you can practice on them. Or you can go to a cocktail party and show your joy off and people, what's wrong with him? Drinking too much? No, not those spirits, the Holy Spirit. Because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. And again, we need that joy in the world today. So many people, well, they've always suffered from the darkness of fear and depression, anxiety and poverty. But we can bring them, along with many other things, joy. Invite them into the joy of God, because God enjoys us, our relationship with him, and he wants us to take that joy and that enjoyment and that ebullience and that exhilaration and that thrill. He wants us to take it out into the world and make it manifest, make it real, let people see it, so that people are going to ask eventually, it may take a while, but they're going to say, why are you always so joyful? Where's that coming from? And then we segue right into a talk about our faith. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus, first and last. So we call ourselves an Easter people. Well, Easter people are filled with joy. So again, there's a worksheet that you can download on our website, and you can also listen to my homilies each week. I post them. But the question for the first week, basically, are we joyful people? Where are we on a scale from 1 to 10? What gives us joy? But to think about it and to pray about it, to ask the Holy Spirit for that, to ask the Holy Spirit to prompt you and me to act out on that joy, to practice that joy, because we are a joyful Easter people, as the prayers of the church tell us. So if that's true and we're not doing it, then we have to work on it. But it's a wonderful work that God richly blesses so that more and more people can see that joy, which comes only from Jesus Christ. They'll want to know about it. They'll come to it. They'll ask about it. And then they too can tap in to that source, that powerhouse of joy, which is God. So Easter, we celebrate for 50 days, but in reality, we celebrated 365 days. And we always have an opportunity to thank God for what he has done, to accept the joy in our lives, and to practice it. Practice that power which comes from God and which changes the lives of people.